for a walk, pup?
Let's go.
Here we go. It's foggy out here. Wasn't expecting that. Wait for the Coros watch to get the GPS signal. That's as fast as it was. Yes. Start now. All right. We're officially walking, pup. So, hey there. This is Jim. And, of course, the lovely Reagan. And I was just thinking. Probably going to pause this shortly as we get past Dog Alley, but I wanted to do my usual good morning to all of you. And now I think Reagan's giving me the sign that we're going to need to pause as we make our way through the very dangerous Dog Alley. So, catch you at the other end of Dog Alley. All right, we are now cresting the big hill, and we can begin. I'll probably silence this again in a little bit because I see the trash truck is on our road now. It is trash pickup day. They will eventually overtake us, but until then, hello. Bonjour et bienvenue for anybody who speaks French. Guten Tag und willkommen for anybody who speaks German. And I think the Spanish would be Buenos dias, buona vida, or something like that. It's close to the French, but something like that. So there's your polyglot. Hello and welcome. So you can hear the birds. A couple minutes ago, while I had this page, you could hear the woodpeckers. We've got the not sure which type, if it's the downy woodpecker or which type of woodpecker we have, but they're here. So you hear the rat-a-tat-tat from them early in the morning. And I am now walking through Brigadoon. Sorry for the frog in my throat. It's definitely spring. And so all the pollen, I'm waking up congested in the morning. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, you know what? Would it be best if you'd let congestion sleep rather than waking them up? But, because it's the obvious joke or pun from that statement. But nonetheless, got a little bit of stuff in the back of my throat there. So I have to clear my throat. My apologies. But spring is here. Things are greening up. We now actually have some deciduous trees. That's trees that have green leaves, for those of you playing in Solve, that have sprouted said green leaf. Of course, all our flowering trees are well into it right now. This would be normal for us. The flowering trees are usually early April. On our property, we have a number of Bradford pear trees, and so they're all dazzlingly white, which is very, very pretty. So, like to get some other color on our property, but I got enough things on my plate. So that'll wait for another day. So I might normally say, well, you know, it's been a little while since I've done a recording, but that would actually be factually inaccurate. I've done several recordings for this podcast, just haven't uploaded any of them. For a number of reasons, just stone out of my shoe here. either because, you know, I thought about it later and went, nah, I don't like it. Or life just got busy and I meant to do it that day and then I didn't do it. And then something changed and it's like, well, I should really just do an update because the information I was going to send you yesterday now is completely different today. So it would be silly to give you the old info. And probably there's a couple of other reasons as well, too. But it hasn't been for lack of trying. I suppose that's where I'm very circuitously trying to get to. So, and again, for the use of this in Solve, circuitous, taking the long way, which I am often wont to do. Very much like Supertramp. Take the long way home. Alright. Well, literally, if you're familiar with the scene from Brigadoon, where you literally cannot see the landscape ahead of you, because it literally disappears about 200 feet in front of your face because of fog, that's what I'm walking into right now. It's cool, I should easily be able to see the farmhouse at the other end of this road, because it's only probably about a little over a quarter mile away. I cannot see it. That's how thick the fog is. There's your little mental picture. So, since I have not uploaded in quite some time, there's a lot of stuff that's happened in the last two and a half, maybe 3 weeks since I published something here. So we'll start with the sad news first, and that is we actually lost one of our new kids. So his name was Aiden. He was actually in the last group to be born. We're going to wait for the truck to go by, I think. All right, timed that pretty nicely. Trash truck is now well ahead of us, so we will not be... will not have your ears assaulted by the trash truck. So, yeah, it's kind of cool. Now, again, I wish I could. You were seeing this, but literally, of course, it's all lights and stuff. He's literally disappearing into the fog as he gets to where the house should be. Of course, there's a hill there. Once he goes over the hill, then I definitely won't see him. But it's like literally, it's like. You know, it's like he's dissolving into the fog. It's pretty cool. Probably something that should have, like, some Pink Floyd music or something that goes with it. That's just... There it is. But anyway, so... anywho. So we lost one of our kids. So... We do have the full story now. So we lost our kid to, a combination of things. So coccidia, which is a protozoa, that's not uncommon on farms, so just one of those things you're always trying to make sure you can guard against, but you know, you can never completely eradicate it. So coccidia and sepsis. So, long story short, so apparently what the coccidia protozoa will do is it mimics thiamine. And thiamine is a major, major player in a goat's digestion. If their thiamine goes out of whack, they can die rather quickly. Basically, they can't digest food. All right. So he got that. Wasn't digesting food. Ended up getting anemic. And then, of course, sepsis means it got into his bloodstream eventually. So, at that point, you know, that was all she wrote. So, sad day. Hate to lose any of them. You know, it is what it is, right? Not a lot you can do with them. So, anyway, so we're now medicating all of our herd. So they got their one medication that they get once, and I'm not even going to try and remember what the name is. You know, so person medication, I'm pretty good at that stuff, but vet medications, yeah, whatever. Not so much. And then they get sulfa for 5 days. So then we have to wait a certain period of time. I don't remember what that is. And then we have to go and get poop samples again, bring it off to the vet. They test it to see what the count is for coccidia. So that's where we're at. So fingers crossed we will eliminate that issue. And we will have a healthy herd. So there it is. So there's that. And as we're walking by the old farmhouse here, this is actually some relatively new information. So probably a good thing that we waited. I think the people who lived in this farmhouse have skedaddled. I don't know if they skedaddled on purpose, or they were told to skedaddle, because there's some stuff still left on the property, still left in the windows. Again, these were not well-to-do folks, so they didn't have curtains. They have like towels for curtains. So the house itself is not in great shape anyway. So, you know, the tenants you were going to get for this place was already going to be a very limited subset anyway, but their cars have been gone for over a week. And again, not the type of folks that I'm expecting, you know, are just, you know, down in Florida on a long vacation right now. So I think they're gone. So we'll see. But there it is. So that's some new information. Of course, my buddy Anthony's favorite animal is back. There they are. And I've waited now until, really, 13 minutes to say this, but I'm going to give you a much more complete weather update. And it is important to mention this, because we have now gone from a March where we could not buy a 55 degree day, which would have been just normal weather in March, to now, right now, where it's 58. And we're going to, for the second day in a row, get well into the upper 70s, maybe even hit 80. Better chance for us to hit 80 tomorrow, which is essentially June for us. So we've kind of skipped right over April and May and gone straight into June weather. So very, very odd. Very, very odd. A little factoid. So yesterday, I was looking, and for a good portion of the day, because of the way the weather is in the lower 48 here, it was warmer at my house than in Phoenix, Arizona yesterday. Good portion of the day yesterday, Phoenix, Arizona, it was 55 degrees, because there's this huge cold mass of air that is pretty much almost all over the western part of the United States. It's kind of almost made it all the way down to Tucson, which is basically, 80 miles from Mexico, so pretty far south. So, and then of course on the opposite side, have all this warm air. It literally looks like the yin-yang symbol, all right? When you look at the temperature across the U.S. yesterday, very, very strange. So, yeah, so South Central PA, warmer than Phoenix yesterday. So, crazy, crazy, crazy. And, yeah, I've actually had a buddy of mine who has been in Santa Fe and Albuquerque and, yeah, same thing. I was looking at his and I'm like, oh, it's chilly here. I'm like, really? Wouldn't think it would be that chilly in New Mexico this time of year, but I've actually been having some coolish weather, so there it is. All right, so moving on. What else? What else? What else? Well, I won't spend a lot of time talking about this, but I'm back on the intermittent fasting thing again, because I'd like to get down to my fighting weight for running, since I am running again. I will talk more about that on this other podcast that I'm doing, known as JD's Big Fat Running Journey, which now has 4 episodes for you to peruse. And I'm currently working on episode 5, which is going to be a comparison between the Coros Pace 2, that's currently on my wrist, and the Phoenix 5, which has been my watch for the last 4 years. So I'll give you a little bit of a tease and let you know that while my thoughts on the Coros watch are developing, there are some things about the Coros watch that I like, and there are some things about the Coros watch that I don't like. So that's all I'm going to say. You'll have to go to the other podcast to find out the details. So, but I am back to my running, so very, very happy about that. Alright, so health. So it's been now, what, 3 weeks? Maybe even a little bit longer than 3 weeks, I don't remember. Since I got my bionic ears. Actually, I think we're probably coming up on a month for the bionic ears here, aka the hearing aids from Jabra. So again, I'll keep this one short. So, 2 purposes for getting these. 1, to improve my hearing. 2, to give my ear, on the left side particularly, something to listen to, so it's not going to keep broadcasting this heartbeat in my head. Well, on count number 1, does it help my hearing? Yes, it does. I can hear things when I have it set up properly on the left side of my head that I probably haven't heard for 15 years. All right, that's pretty weird, and it's also pretty cool. It's nice to know that life happens on the left side of my head once again. So, kind of neat. I'd still probably prefer you to stand on my right side if you're talking to me, but that actually may be more out of habit than actual necessity. All right, so that's point 1. Point 2 is the heartbeat in my head. Honestly, folks, not so much. If this is the cure, well, then this is a thumbs down. It's not doing a thing. I still have the same issues, particularly when I go to bed, because these things aren't in my ears when I go to sleep. I'm not sleeping with $2,000 worth of hearing devices in my ears. So it's kind of a mixed bag. The good news is, and this was the case before, is if I am up moving around, the issue tends to be less. And if I'm very involved in something, I don't know if I don't hear it anymore or I'm just not paying attention to it. And so it's like I'm not hearing it, but it's less obnoxious when I'm up and moving around, which, you know, while I'm awake is pretty much 99% of the time. So I suppose you take what you got, right? I've also found that it's slightly better when I'm better hydrated. You know, if I'm doing a lot of coffee and adult beverages, it tends to be worse. If I tend to stick to good old H2O as my main hydrator, it tends to be less of an issue. So, for whatever that's worth, there it is. So, there's that update. All right. So, what else to chat about? Well, I will tell you, I'm very happy to be doing this recording in my sandals and a pair of shorts. For however long this lasts, you know, it's here right now, so it's good for me. What else? I got a race coming up at the end of this month, but again, you need to go to that other show to hear stuff about running, because now that I have another place to talk about it, that's where I'll do that. Let me just give this a pause and think if there actually is another topic that I needed to discuss with you. I'm feeling like there is one, and it's not coming to me right off the top of my head. So let me just take a quick little pause here. Okay, so I have no idea what that other thing was that I wanted to share with you, but it's apparently so important that I will not remember it until after I have uploaded this show, and there's no way I can possibly add it again. So, such is the way things go sometimes, isn't it? Like these darn little rocks. Only thing I hate about wearing my sandals, and I love wearing sandals. Anybody who knows me knows that once it's warm enough to start wearing sandals, which for me is like 50 degrees, I'm in sandals. But this road, they've decided to just cover in stone. So let me just do a quick pause. Okay, we're good. Anyway, I've covered this road in stone, so it's not... Well, it's very easy, I guess. We'll use simple wording. I have to remember Solvay's listening. It's easy to pick up a stone, and then it... They always like to sit right under my heel for some reason. So, whatever. Anyway, so, well, I guess we'll end here. This week is the week leading up to Easter, it being Wednesday. This is the last, well, for those of us who are Catholic, this is the last, air quotes, normal Lent day prior to the lead up to Easter. Tomorrow, Holy Thursday, starts something known as the Holy Triduum. Triduum meaning 3 days, right? So, Holy Thursday, Good Friday, Holy Saturday, and of course, then followed by Easter Sunday. So, for those of you who celebrate the resurrection of Jesus, a very happy and holy Easter to you until next we speak. And of course, for my secular friends, I don't want to forget my secular friends that are out there. So for those of you who are simply awaiting the arrival of a fictional rabbit, well, I hope that works out for you. So, I have goodwill no matter what it is you're celebrating this Sunday. That's the message. So, until we speak again, be well, and from still very foggy, South Central Pennsylvania. This is Jim and Reagan saying ciao.